Still irritated, she pulled out her chicken primavera and prepared to make it. He sat at her table with this oozing aura of male arrogance that just grated on her tolerance. Wishing she really had a can of Alpo, Grace forced herself to dump a heaping serving of pasta into a bowl. "Just how long have you been in that book, anyway? Since the Dark Ages?" At least that's what he acted like. He sat as still as a statue. No emotions. No nothing. If she didn't know better, she'd swear he was an android.
"The last time I was summoned, it was 1895.
"Get out!" Grace gaped at him as she placed the bowl in the microwave. 1895? Are you serious? He nodded. "What year was it when you first got trapped?" Rage flashed across his face with such high intensity that it startled her.
149 BC, by your calendar.
Her eyes widened. 149 BC, as in 149 years before Christ? Holy guac! When I called Julian of Macedon, you really are of Macedon. Of the Macedon. He gave a curt nod. Her thoughts whirled as she closed the door to the microwave and turned it on. This was impossible. It had to be impossible. How did you get trapped in the book? I mean, the ancient Greeks didn't have books, did they?
I was originally entombed in a scroll that was later bound to protect it, he said darkly, his face still impassive. And as for how I ended up cursed, I invaded Alexandria.
Grace frowned. Now, that didn't make a bit of sense. Not that very much of any of this made sense to her. Why would invading a city get...
Alexandria wasn't a city. She was a Priapan virgin.
She tensed at his words and the implications of how invading a woman might get a man trapped for eternity. You raped a virgin?
I didn't rape her, he said, meeting her gaze with a hard stare. It was by mutual consent, I assure you.
Okay, there was a nerve there. Grace could see it clearly in his icy demeanor. The man didn't like talking about his past. She would have to be a little more subtle in her questioning. Julian heard the strange bell toll before Grace pressed a bar and opened the black box where she'd placed his food. She set the steaming bowl of food before him with a silver fork, knife, paper napkin, and a glass goblet of wine. The warm aroma filled his head, making his stomach ache with need. He supposed he should be shocked by the way and speed with which she'd cooked, but after hearing about things called a train, camera, automobile, phonograph, rockets, and computers, he doubted if anything could take him by surprise now. In truth, there was nothing left for him to feel, since, out of necessity, he'd banished his emotions long ago. His existence was nothing more than snatches of days strung along centuries, his only purpose to serve his summoner's sexual needs. And if he'd learned anything over the last 2 millennia, it was to enjoy what few pleasures he could during each incarnation. With that thought, he took a small bite of food and savored the delectable feel of the warm, creamy noodles on his tongue. It was pure bliss.